Could healthy gut bacteria help people sleep? A clinical trial offers a surprising answer. In a randomized trial of 80 adults with chronic insomnia, capsules containing microbes from screened healthy donors improved objective sleep efficiency after 1 month and some self-reported outcomes for up to 6 months. The result is intriguing, but small and not a reason to attempt microbiome treatment without medical supervision. Insomnia is usually treated through the brain and behavior with approaches such as cognitive behavioral therapy and carefully selected medicines. A new clinical trial asks a far less obvious question. Could changing the bacteria living in the gut also improve sleep? The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers randomly assigned 80 adults with chronic insomnia to receive capsules containing microbes from screened healthy donors or placebo capsules. Why does it matter? The treatment group showed better, objectively measured sleep efficiency after 1 month, while some reported improvements lasted for several months. What is the catch? This was a small trial. The treatment remains experimental for insomnia, and transferring human microbes carries safety and screening requirements. Key number. 80 adults took part, with 40 assigned to the microbidoter treatment and 40 to placebo, in a randomized, double-blind trial, a treatment that starts in the gut. The approach is called fecal microbidoter transplantation, or FMT. It transfers a community of intestinal microorganisms from carefully screened healthy donors to a recipient. In this study, the material was delivered in capsules rather than through an invasive procedure. FMT is already used clinically in specific circumstances, particularly for some recurrent infections caused by Clostridioides difficile. Using it to treat chronic insomnia is very different and remains investigational. The idea comes from the gut-brain axis, the two-way communication network involving microorganisms, immune signals, metabolism, hormones, and the nervous system. Previous studies found associations between insomnia and altered gut microbial patterns, but associations alone could not show whether changing the microbiome would improve sleep. What the trial found. The multicenter study randomly assigned 80 adults to receive either microbiota capsules or placebo. Neither participants nor the researchers assessing outcomes knew which treatment each person received. The primary outcome was sleep efficiency after 1 month, measured through overnight polysomnography rather than a questionnaire alone. Participants receiving the microbiota capsules had significantly better sleep efficiency and spent less time awake after initially falling asleep. Self-reported sleep quality scores also favored the treatment group, from 2 to 6 months. A related analysis explored the autonomic nervous system, which controls functions such as heart rate without conscious effort. It found changes in heart rate variability that statistically accounted for part of the improvement in total sleep time. That is a possible biological pathway, not proof of the complete mechanism. Why the result is genuinely interesting. Chronic insomnia can persist despite good sleep habits and can affect concentration, mood, physical health, and daily performance. The strongest established first-line treatment is cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, but access is uneven and not everyone responds fully. If the finding is replicated, microbiome-based treatment could eventually become an additional option for a carefully selected group. The study is particularly notable because it included an objective sleep measurement and a placebo group, reducing the risk that expectations alone explain the result. It also moves the gut-brain discussion from correlation toward intervention. Instead of simply observing that people with insomnia have different bacteria, researchers changed the microbial community and then measured what happened. Before we'd overstate the result, only 80 adults participated. Larger trials across different populations are needed to estimate benefits and uncommon harms reliably. The study does not establish which microorganisms produced the effect, whether the full microbial community was necessary, or who is most likely to benefit. FMT can transmit infections if donors and material are not rigorously screened. It should never be attempted with homemade preparations. The trial does not show that FMT is better than cognitive behavioral therapy or approved insomnia medicines, and it is not currently standard insomnia treatment. Longer follow-up is required to learn whether the improvements persist and whether repeated dosing would be safe. What happens next? Independent teams will need to reproduce the result, identify the microbial and metabolic changes associated with better sleep, and compare the intervention with established care. Researchers must also determine whether a defined group of cultured bacteria could provide a more standardized product than donor-derived material. The trial does not mean insomnia begins in the gut or that microbes offer a simple cure. It does provide an unusually direct clue that sleep may be influenced by biological systems beyond the brain, and that carefully changing one of those systems deserves further testing.